Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360 on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us every Monday is the host of Brewers Extra Innings. You also hear him oftentimes before the game as well. It's Dom Catronio. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What would you describe this series to be like? Or I'm sorry, this homestand. The last 10-game homestand we just had, the longest homestand of the year. How would you describe it?
Missed opportunity could have been worse, but also could have been better. 5-5, like, you don't really complain about 500 ball. But then when you look into, okay, the Braves were coming in on an 8-game losing streak, and then you get, you know, dominated by two of their young pitchers. You look at that Padres series, you could have won the finale, and you lose 1-0. And then, you know, at least you won 3 out of 4 against the Cardinals, which was really a big deal, needed to do. Yeah. But, you know, you just look at one of those games between, if you had won one more series, right? If you had won one more game against San Diego or one more game against Atlanta, you're walking away with 6-4, and it just feels so much better, right? I don't think I'm far off of just saying 6-4 just feels so much better than 5-5.
Yeah, and when you look at it in that way, it does feel better, but you also have to look at some of the details that took place, meaning before this homestand, the Brewers were solid in third place.
Yeah.
So they were able to overtake the Cardinals throughout this homestand, even though it didn't feel like much had happened. And when you have back-to-back series against the top two teams in your division, just how do you think, how important was that series win yesterday heading into Chicago this week?
Yeah, I mean, it was everything, quite frankly, to believe that they could reacquire that momentum they had coming into this 10-game homestand, right? They had won 9 of 10 when they were coming back home, and then, boom, you lose that first series to San Diego, you lose the series to the Braves, and you're just like, well, 9 and 10 is gone. You're now 2 of your last 6. So to be able to get 3 out of 4 from a team like St. Louis, who is vulnerable. I mean, they're a team that, their flaws,
but they were hot too, Dom.
But their flaws are starting to come through. They lost 6 in a row going into Saturday's game, the only game that they won of the series.
Yeah.
But their flaws are being exposed without Brendan Donovan, who didn't play the first 3 games of the series. They're just thinking, oh, yeah, this is what everyone was afraid of, that we're a 500 team without the best offense. And the Brewers kept Nolan Arenado in check. But also, that last at-bat by Nolan Arenado yesterday, my jaw was on the floor. The entire at-bat, Pat Murphy said, can we get this guy in the transfer portal? I mean, just 12 pitches to lead off the ninth inning, foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. McGill's throwing 102, foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. In the words of Pat Murphy, these guys can time up a jet plane if they need to. And the fact that he ultimately won that battle with a single and they escaped that frame was, all right, believe it, you're a good team, let's go to Chicago.
Speaking of jet plane references, so Jacob Mizorowski will pitch in Chicago. Oftentimes you'll hear someone saying, this is not just for baseball, but for anything. Anyone can do something once, right? Okay, now do it the second time or the third time. Yeah. What are you expecting from this kid? All right, now you've been with the club for a week. You're pitching your second game, and it's in Chicago against a team that's pretty good. Yep. What happens the second time around with a rookie?
I tell you what, I look back to last year when Paul Skeens made his debut in Pittsburgh at home, all the fanfare and everything, and it was against the Cubs, and it was okay. I don't think he got out of the fifth inning. He had a few walks. There was adrenaline bursting and that sort of thing. Miz has cramping, right, in his first start, and it's like it could have gone better, 5 no-hit innings with 4 walks, whatever.
Went pretty good.
Went pretty darn good. But now the second start for Paul Skeens was at Wrigley Field. He struck out 11 in 7 shutout innings.
Wow.
I'm not saying Jacob Mizorowski is Paul Skeens, but I'm just saying, you know, we can say 5 no-hit innings could have been better. I think, like, isn't that kind of wild to say about a major league debut? So that's what I'm most excited about to see Miz on. He'll go on Wednesday. Chad Patrick goes tomorrow, Tuesday. Freddie will go the finale on Thursday.
Well, with Miz, yes, you can get so much video, and these hitters are so good. They can make adjustments after each at-bat. But it's different when you see them in person. Mm-hmm. And Miz is 6'7", and by the time he's coming off the mound, his landing foot is in the grass, which means if you're not that in tune with baseball, the mound is 60 feet, 6 inches, and you have someone that's 6'7", that's basically throwing from 57 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's throwing over 100 miles an hour.
Right.
So I don't care how much video you look at. When you step in that box, it's going to be different for those Cubs hitters.
It's every bit of extension and perceived velocity and everything that goes with it. But the thing that Pat Murphy pointed out from his debut on Thursday night, and something that I think continues to be new, yes, he only had 5 strikeouts, but he had a strikeout on all 4 of his pitches. It was about the mix on Thursday night,
yeah.
Not just, hey, here's 102, and that's the only trick I got in the bag. He showed off a great changeup. He showed off the slidey cutter, whatever you want to call it.
A 94-mile-an-hour slider.
Like, how about
you
it?
You see that every day, right?
Right. So it's just the fact that he was able to show off all of those pitches and say, hey, I've got tools in my bag. I'm not just a one-trick pony.
What's with Wilson Contreras? So the brother of our guy, he's the first baseman for the Cardinals and stuck his behind into, yeah. Was it Caleb Durbin?
Caleb Durbin.
It caused a little bit of a kerfuffle. Who was in the right there?
Not Wilson.
Right?
I mean, promise you that. All of this, I've talked about it for the last 48 hours. You know, if you want to hear how I really feel, go listen to Saturday's post-game show after everything when the quotes came out of what Wilson said. So talking to people around the game and talking to people around the clubhouses of both teams and just the way that Wilson... The step back into Caleb was weird, but it's like, what the heck? Then Reese gets hit by a pitch because they were jawing at each other. Then Wilson gets hit by a pitch. Vic Carapazza handled it perfectly, gives warnings to both teams. All right, that's it. Both teams have their shot.
Yeah.
Both teams are happy. We move on. Reese keeps it in the clubhouse, says, no, we'll just talk about first base. Not revealing anything what was said, like trying to be, hey, this is just between the players in the field. Wilson decides to take a blowtorch to that and makes terrible comments to the media, terribly classes. He will get fined today for what he said to the media. You can't curse in front of the media the way he did. And quite frankly, the Brewers don't need to stoop to that level. That's how the Cardinals have to beat the Brewers, by trying to get under their skin, by trying to, you know, oh, rookie, get out of my way. This is my base path. Like little things like that, that maybe a less veteran presence on the team would let that happen. Like Reese instantly put the kibosh on that. Kudos to him. William gets caught in the crossfire of like, it's my brother. That's how he plays. It's not me. I don't, you know, maybe one day he'll play differently, but it's not me. Don't take it out on me. And the best retaliation is just win the dang game.
Right.
And that's what the Brewers did.
I love when teams get into it and they have to play 18 times against each other.
Yeah, imagine back when you were covering it, for sure.
Wow. Yes.
Well, also, Wilson, 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts. I think he left 6 runners on base. So we'll
not
see
that anyone's paying attention
see
to that.
See you in September, bud. Right. The Brewers are done with him for a while.
Dom from Brewers, extra innings. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
No game today. Brewers are back at it tomorrow in Chicago.